Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer, unfriendly black hotties.
Today we're unfriendly because straight people are the ones who should have to come out. I'm Nandi K.
And I'm Vance Go. I also fully agree with that statement.
Yeah, I hate when I find out that someone that I think is cool is straight.
I just assume everybody's not straight until they say some straight shit, and then
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you don't get disappointed. I get sad.
Yeah, I do. It depends on who it is for sure. Because some people you just know by looking at them, like look at his shoes. But look, and some women too. Like I
feel like it's always who disappoints me. It's like when I find out a black woman is straight.
There's some black women
who I'm like, oh, you're so cool, especially online, who seems right. So cool. And then we become friends, and then they post about a man, and then I have to unfriend them and block them.
Shut up. Not block.
I don't want to hear about. I hate straight love. I actually posted this recently. I hate straight love. I don't want to hear about it. It's disgusting.
I think I just find it to be real basic and restrictive and constrained.
Unhappy. Like they don't. It's like to even say it's love is like a stretch to me.
Forced companionship. I don't know what I would call
it. Like they be like, women be like, oh my God, he is so amazing, y'all. When I talk, he listens.
He looks in my direction when I talk, general area.
And I'm like,
it'll be like, he's nice, but like, it's not really nice. It's just not mean. Like,
nice is also a red flag word to me. Like, I'm looking for kind. I'm looking for generous. I'm looking for, especially like, for men, I damn near don't even want to hear about it.
And men are nice when they're trying to get some booty, right? Like, men are interested in having sex with you. They're nice.
To a point, though.
But it's performance. It's not.
I'm like, but it's to a point, because if they feel like they're asking too much, there's also a line where they start getting mean. Like, I don't think men are even that nice. Some men, their whole thing is to fucking neg you and like. That's like their whole approach to getting pussy. And I'm just like, is that working?
No.
I wouldn't know.
It worked for some birds, but nah, it's not like a surefire way to get in there. Like being decent, not even great, decent, like just being solid, you know, being a little goofy, be funny. I think like you could clean house as a straight man, but like they don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, I'm more than decent, and I find that makes me a harder candidate to date, because people kind of think I'm too decent. I'm like, yeah, I'm not to be trifled with, you know. I'm not for play, that's for sure.
But I feel like that becomes, I'll just call it minefield. That's how people see it, where like, they're going to step on a mine, and then all of a sudden it's like something's being brought up to them, or they're being checked about something. And I think people like quote unquote easy things, where it's like, you don't got to worry about that. You could just go, you could play, right? Like you could just go over there and do what you want. And then people like that. It's easy, but it's like, that's not real. I mean, it is real, but to them, but like, it's not like a rich experience.
It's not deep. It's not deep.
It's superficial, it's shallow.
Yeah, well, it's probably hard to tell because there's so much heterosexual slander, but we're actually talking about queerness today. We're both queers. Queers all around. We're here. We got a podcast.
So, yeah, how are we going about it? Because I know I feel like we've probably already covered everything we're going to cover in other episodes.
It's nice to put it all together. Well, I always like to start with the check-in. I think with queer people, it's always great to just be like, hey, what are your pronouns? what is your sex, how are you identifying in your sexuality these days? And then like romance wise, also, how are you identifying? So I would say for me, my pronouns are still they, them. I'm still consider myself an agender, transgender person. Sexuality, queer, but I've been taking lesbian back a little bit more lately. I like that for you. Lesbians didn't let me in at first. And I think, like, I talk about this all the time, but definitely the hardest application in the community is, like, the lesbian application is ongoing. Like, you can't just be like, I'm a lesbian, and then
y'all run a tight ship.
Y'all,
look,
I'm lesbians. Just this year am I being like, okay, lesbians, I'm a lesbian, favorite. I guess.
My favorite letter in the alphabet, soup, or whatever the straights are calling us as a slur, is the L for sure. I love lesbians.
Lesbians are great. And also, they're mean. And they have an infamously hard application. And they will disqualify you from any reason. It doesn't matter how you live your life. Yeah, so I would say I'm like a queer lesbian. And romance-wise, I am a relationship anarchist, non-monogamous person. What about you?
All right. So pronouns, I am, as of today, I'm still cis. Sissy, if you will. C-I-S-S-Y. Cis man, boy. I
hope you're not a boy.
not a boy. Man, male. I also don't care that much. Like, I think... I can't pretend I don't present the way I do, right? But I also don't care. Like, I think that being a man is kind of whatever. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that's also why I identify as queer, because like I'm like somewhere else. That
The journey, though, right? Like, I feel like that's how it starts. It's like being this gender is whatever. That's exactly how it starts.
So then how do I identify sexually? I say queer. You know, I love queer. Someone asked me on a dating app, actually, like, why queer and not anything else? And I said, because it invites conversation. You're asking me right now. And I think if someone says queer, I think that just means you're not a straight person. You're just not with that hetero shit. And then deeper than that, you would have to have a conversation with the person to kind of figure out exactly what you know, configuration of queer they are. But also, we and you have been talking about this politically, like queer. Like, I'm just like a lot of the.
I can't wait to talk about that more.
Yeah. I guess I won't get too deep. But then, and then romance wise, I am fully anarchist, relationship anarchist. And I don't know if that necessarily means like full on poly, right? I think that means that if I'm with someone and it means that like we play with other people, whatever, that's what it is. But I think it depends on decide. Absolutely. So the relationship anarchist, that definition really spoke to me when we even when we talked about it. But when I read it, I was like, oh, like that's it. And that's how I like to have my regular, like my non-romantic relationships. Like, it's just like, we could make this.
And that, but that's the thing. I think relationship anarchy is like, it definitely is non-monogamy, but it's not necessarily like polyamory, right? Like, I agree with that, which is why I'm more identified as like non-monogamous or relationship anarchist than polyamorous, but whatever. It's an umbrella. Yeah. Who cares? All right. So, we're both homos. Now, I remember listening to your coming out story on a podcast. Wow, we are some podcast junkies.
Yeah. This had to have been more than 10 years ago or something. No, I don't remember when that came out, right? But it was a while ago. That is how I came out. Of course, naturally. Like, oh, we just gonna talk about it on a podcast.
I guess that is right, because I met you around that time.
Yep. So all my close friends knew, because I lived, you know, I moved to LA, you know, tell us all this time, you leave your small town. But when I like, I guess, came out formally, it was through a podcast. But I also feel like, unfortunately, I come out all the time. I have to come out all the time just because of the way I present. and where I work at.
Man.
Yeah, that's a man. Is that muscle? Is that a muscle on your arm? So right.
Which is gay in itself, but yes.
They love muscles.
They be like, I can tell you're straight by your muscles. No,
straight men also love me. And then like, then it's like when
in
they find
gay
out
way.
That I'm.
Yeah, then they don't. Then yeah.
Sometimes they get weird, and sometimes they don't. Straight men love me. It's annoying, actually.
Yeah.
How about you? How'd you come out?
You know, I'm one of those people. I moved away from my hometown as well, even though I had already had gay experiences before, but I don't know, like, you know, social programming and like religious like programming is so deep. Like, even when I was like first dealing with girls, I wasn't like, oh, I could be gay. I was like, oh, I'm doing this because my boyfriend was like, I want to have a threesome. But I did like the person. Yeah. I came out to my mom like 4 times. It was deeply traumatic because she was just like, no. So if I could go back, I wouldn't do that. And as we know, I don't talk to my mama now. But yeah, she was like, she often was like, oh, it's just a phase. First she was like, no. And then she was like, it's a phase. Every time she had like a new kind of whatever about why she wouldn't accept it. But yeah, it was pretty traumatic. Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I don't feel seen. But then it's one thing to be like, see me. And they're like,
nope.
No. No. Nope. Cover that up. So that wasn't like great. And then of course, like, I think since I've been like gay and like queer, since I've been like out, also like as a like gender queer person, that's been like another thing. So that's the one I feel like I often have to come out.
Yeah.
All the time because of how people perceive me. But perceive me on the surface though, but I feel like people who know me well, and even new people who I meet who get to know me well, I think my transness is like really apparent in like my personality. And even like, I definitely have never been like a woman, you know, like I've never been that unless there was a heavy box around. And then I'm just a lady. Please, sir, help me pick up this heavy box. My arms are so very weak and dainty. That's me as a woman, which is obviously drag. So, like, that's obviously a drag performance. Like, and so I feel like that's like, yeah, my gender identity is the one that I have to constantly come out as. There's a lot of like caveats to, like, I let some black women call me she, but if we just meet and I'm not letting you call me that. I feel like that's the most complicated one. Did you have any like mentors or like examples to like show you through the gay life?
Not particularly. I had she's still my people. One of my kind of mentors, her name is Iya Tunde. She live in LA. OG queer lesbian. She's just real brilliant, and like she's just kind of like, it was more on some activist shit, but she's a queer person. And she actually referred me books, and it was kind of one of them things where like she was clearly doing work, but it didn't feel like it in the moment, which is the best, you know. But she was just read Joseph Beam. There's an anthology series about just queer men. Read that. And I like to read a bunch of stuff when I'm doing something. So like when I was coming out, I didn't want to be that person that like was like being raggedy. You know, you're still gonna be raggedy, but I wanted to kind of mitigate it.
I didn't know nothing.
I was like,
I like coochie for sure.
that's
where
I'm
you
into.
Began, right?
I'm already ahead of the pack.
Yeah, I was like, right.
No, I got a book that was like sexuality 101, and it was just like terms and stuff like that. And then I started going to these groups that it was like Transformation Now, and it was for trans people. But like, you know, of course they were like, come on in. And that is literally how I got into activism, because like I was in these groups, and like some of these groups literally turned into like BLM, like low key. But it was like Justice for Trayvon Martin. It was the same people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all that to say is yeah. So I mean, I said no initially. That's not true. I went to groups. I read books. People referred to me stuff. That was my.
Yeah, I didn't have none of that. I just one day switched my Tinder to say only show me girls. Then like a year after that, I dated a trans person who was an activist.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that was when I first learned about Audre Lorde, Octavia Butler. Like, I didn't know about any of these people. I had read some like gay male stuff growing up, but even that, I didn't have the context wasn't really there for me for it to all really make sense. Mm-hmm. And so that trans person who turned out to be evil, though, did put me on a good path to find more people like me and to be like, oh, there's these whole groups of people. And of course, then I got more involved in like activism. Well, actually, that was before. Unfortunately, I had an incident with the police, and that really catapulted me into activism. But they definitely helped like draw me deeper. Other than that, though, I kind of just was like, I'm gay now. So
yeah,
it was kind of very. I remember going home and some of my friends who were gay. Again, like, see what I'm saying? Like, I had a bunch of lesbian friends at home as well, but it never dawned on me that I could. Anyway, they was like, that's crazy. You would just come back gay.
That tracks.
I do think so. Okay, so this is like what we were talking about before, queerness and how it's more than who you fuck. Because there is like queer is in sexuality, queer is in you can't put who I fuck in a box. And then there's like the politics of queerness. I damn near want to say that people shouldn't be able to identify as queer if they don't have a queer politic.
We have talked about this. I feel like when you first said it, you know, I had an eyebrow raised, like, here Nandi go. But I am coming around. I say that because, like, you know, out here, I live in Long Beach right now. And one of my close friends is a straight person. And he is in a
straggit. You can say it on this podcast. Straggit. You can say it on this podcast, Vance. Don't worry.
He's in a gay volleyball league, right? His cousin invited him. He's in a gay volleyball league. So
his cousin is gay.
His cousin's a homosexual. Yes. Okay. So he's in a gay volleyball league. I am not in the gay volleyball league. These gays are white and Hispanic and Asian, and in Long Beach,
not your people.
Right, there it is. So I dare say even in the world, white gays are racist. And
evil.
Exclusive, evil, all of the things, right? And like, so he didn't really understand why I wasn't fucking with it. But I'm like, A, I'm not fucking with it. I've hung out with the group. They're fine. They all right. However, they not queer. And like the thing about the, like, so that's the disconnect for me. Like, there's no solidarity. There's no sense of connection or community. Well, you see a gay white person, even at work, you see a gay white person at work, they don't see you as like
means nothing.
Someone in their community. It's just
means nothing to me.
If they don't want to fuck, they're not even going to pay attention to you low key. So
don't worry. I don't want to fuck. So don't even worry about it.
So the conversation that you and I had, like, that was kind of what was the connector for me, where it's just like, actually, I don't even fuck with, like, if I'm like in a gay community, like, I don't even fuck with y'all if y'all not queer, to be honest, because y'all don't fuck with me. So that's kind of why I am the way I am in that regard. So like, I just be like, they gay, they not queer. And like, y'all can take that how y'all want, because, you know, everybody don't have the same definitions, but that's what it is.
Here's the thing about, I think at least like with men, a lot of them are like, I'm gay. Only like the younger ones are using like queer like that, right? Agreed. Like,
that's why I get pressed about it online, because like I'm not a young person. I'm 36.
Yeah, exactly. But when I think in like the lesbian community, white women, they're a different kind of evil. They're insidious. Ooh. So they like to signify all the things that like a white gay man would never signify. That exclusivity shit. Yes, some lesbians, some white lesbians are like that. But like white women as a whole, and then white women in queer spaces, and like a lot more white women wear the label of queer. Mm-hmm. Way more. They're like, I'm queer, bisexual white lady. I'm queer, but you only date white men and you only date white ladies. What's queer about that? So I think you have to be like even way more careful, because I feel like I have to beat white people off with a stick. Because they're so interested in me because I'm interesting. Like, they want to be like seen around me. They want to be like associated with me in a really nasty, nasty way. And so like for me, I just segregate. I do like almost straight up segregate myself like by race. I don't really fuck with nobody that's not Black. I date Black exclusively. If I met somebody that was brown and really cool and their family wasn't racist, I could maybe be into that.
Same.
But I can't take the risk. It's too dangerous. And people just like, yeah, it's like also because I'm not like a woman. Like, when you start the gender stuff, like, even some lesbians, I'm like, because that whole stuff, femme dynamic, I don't ascribe to any of that. I'm agender. Ooh. I've had lesbians talk about I'm confused because I said I use they, them pronouns and I'm non-binary.
Yeah, no, there's like a whole politic. Like, I got some lesbian friends. Yeah. Like, I kind of had to recede a little energy-wise because, like, transphobic as fuck. And it's just like... And then, like, you know, when I see a transphobic stud, I'll be laughing because I'm like,
it's very nonsensical.
Cousin?
I'm like, okay, sir, ma'am, but all right. It's like, don't make me. We can both do it.
Right.
But I'm going to be more successful. Let's be real. I could play any part, and I choose what part I want to play daily. You should also have the freedom to do the same.
And understand that, like, it ain't far from, like, the line is almost invisible.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yo granny that's talking shit about you ain't saying much different about the trans folk. Like, they...
Yeah. Y'all and the same Black boat. Women y'all... have never really Ooh. Been allowed to be women anyway. But that's another conversation.
That's the gender episode.
So queerness is about your politic. What is subversive about what you do? Not what is gay about, oh, you fuck the same sex. That's not subversive, bro. That's regular.
Well, I think it's the whole, when we talk about the anarchy of it all, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, I think I kind of approach most of my life that way, where it's just like everything is up for questioning and reassessing and like, mm-hmm. you know, hey, this ain't working for us. We need to not do it this way. And it doesn't. And that's not based on your gen. Like, I don't know. Dumb shit. Somebody was giving me shit a couple weeks ago when I was at away about I was looking at earrings and they were like, those are girl earrings. And I'm like, am I going to turn into like, am I going to combust if I put this girl earring in my ear? Like, what are we talking about? And that's such a small idea.
That's so
to
miserable.
Me. Yeah.
That's such and, like, a miserable thought.
I can't even hold that idea because it's so small and stupid to me. But like, that's how someone dictates their life. Like, you can't even look over there because it's gross. So like, that's what I mean. And it's like, yeah, these things aren't even big things, or at least I don't feel like they're big things, but that's just how I like to live my life in general. Like, everything's up for
debate.
Yeah, everything's up for debate. Everything can be changed. We can always adjust. We can always be different. We don't have to just do the thing. Especially
we don't have to make our beds.
If it's,
we don't have to make our beds if we don't want to.
Oh no, don't tell the type A's that. They're snipey.
We don't have to make our beds. But okay, so like thinking about dating, you're single, I think, these days, Vance. I don't know. You might update me, but like, what's up with you and dating? And like, how are you? Are you dating? How are you approaching dating these days? Like, do you want to date me?
I hate this question.
You can leave that one for last.
I don't know. I feel like I just had a lot of like just a lot of change personally. Like I just had a big move. I just had to go away for this long training. Some stuff happened with my employment status. So like because of all that, like dating is like way back burner. I actually like meeting people, new people, and like forming connections. And if it's romantic or sexual, great. But you know, at the current moment, I'm not super checking. Last year I was talking to someone last year, and we had a really nice connection, and then that went downhill real quick. You remember San Diego, man.
I remember this. I was like, men are really ghetto. Something else.
Ghetto.
Mark safe.
Yeah, but anyway, all that to say.
But you could change all that. But you could change all that.
Yeah.
You could I'm marked safe for men right now, but you could change that.
It's always up for debate. what? Well, am I gonna ask you the same question? I mean, I know you mostly booed up, but I'm also
I'm non-monogamous. I think I've talked about this, but I'm not really dating. That's just because I don't like anyone except people that I already know well. I'm kind of finding myself on the like, I don't want to know, but a little bit on the ace spectrum, like as like kind of more like demisexual.
Yeah.
Where like, I'm not really interested in like forming sexual relationships with people that I don't have emotional connections with. Now, I think I could, but I'm just not interested in doing that. Like at this point in my life, I just really want like deep and deepening connections in my life, whatever those may look like, platonic, romantic, platonic with sex. You know, like whatever we want to do, like I am like really up for that. And so I think just this year, I'm just like focused on deepening some of the connections in my life and like spending more quality time with some people that I haven't gotten to lately. But that's really it. Like I only like my friends, and if they're not trying to fuck, then I guess we won't be fucking. But if they want to, if you want to, you know, the mood is right. It could be a disco night, baby.
Ren Faire after dark.
Yeah, I really want to go to a Renaissance fair real bad.
Yes. I don't know when the next one is, but yeah.
There's a bunch all over the place, but yeah, it depends on where.
Is there one in Baltimore?
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I need to get a suit of armor.
Yeah,
with my ass out. Like Janelle Monáe. I want to have like a suit of armor, but it's like chaps. So like I have a suit of armor, but like my booty out.
I see it.
That would eat.
It would. Somebody.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, if I don't know, I'm just only interested in people I know, like, or Sterling K. Brown, but he's married, so. See what I'm saying? See how queer I am, y'all? It's a possibility. This is how queer I am, even as a lesbian. It's possible that I could possibly see myself with Sterling K. Brown. Wow. This is what I'm saying about queerness, y'all. You can't put yourself in a box.
Hey, it's everything.
Well, I want to end with, what's the queerest thing about you, Vance?
I just said it, no? Queerest thing about me, I don't fucking know. I maybe my perspective. Like, I don't know, because like, I like, it's not physical. I feel like I come off as very, if you don't know me, I come off as very, not straight, but just like a man, like, just, there's a guy right there.
I don't know about that. As someone who knows you, if I would have just thought you were just a man, we would never have connected. So I think that's a lie.
That's fair.
As someone who has experienced you from the outside, I strongly disagree with that.
Okay. I mean, I'll hold that.
But straight men are gay, so you have to keep that in mind. That fair. Straight men are kind of gay.
But I guess it's just my ideas. I don't know. Cause like, yeah, I feel like when people ask me questions and I answer them, they be shook. Like, yeah. They never heard the thing before. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I guess they have not. Because a lot of people don't have the thoughts.
They don't listen.
I don't think the thoughts are special or nothing. I'm just like, that's the conclusion I landed on.
Yeah, real. I think the queerest thing about me is my hate for men. And my hate for the patriarchy. Men the brand and the patriarchy. Men the brand is the patriarchy, just in case y'all were wondering. But yeah, like, I don't know anybody really who goes as hard as me when it comes to, like, I literally don't even want to really see any man happy because of me at all. Like, and if you're a man getting happiness from this podcast and I don't know you, stop it.
Subscribe. Still like and subscribe, man.
You can do it for Vance.
Okay,
but not for me.
Okay, but what about our friend Jason? You know Jason.
I said I don't know you.
Oh, fair.
I know Jason. Jason is wonderful. I know a few men who listen to this podcast who they know I'm not talking about them. And also, they all seem kind of gay. Well, and I think that's what's important.
Those are only
See how queer I men. Am?
Those are the only men that I like. They gotta have a little sugar in their tank.
Think you're gay, that means I'm not, and that's for anyone. I remember finding out this person I was cool with online was celebrating their wedding anniversary with their husband. I was like, wow, you are so cool. I never thought you had a husband.
Which is a compliment.
It is. Highest order. I was like, I would never think you would hitch yourself to a man, sis. So, wow. Good for you. Yeah. They must be great.
Nah, agreed. Men, like, you gotta have multiple gay allegations, like, pending at that. Like, they need to be open cases. And then I'm like, okay, I'll consider you.
Yeah. Well, today's episode is sponsored by the Gay Agenda, ever moving forward. 2026. We're making great strides.
Denounce your gender now. Big thanks to our producer, Audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman. I've been Vance Go. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at Sir the Thought.
And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi KAYYY. See y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for The Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at The Agenda Productions.